right time to start an independent inquiry into the government's response to coronavirus. Boris Johnson has, for the first time, committed to carrying out a review, but he says it will have to wait, as officials need to spend their time tackling the pandemic. Sir Ed Davey has accused the PM of making up excuses and running away from the issue.
He has behaved appallingly, in my view. It's been a shambolic handling of this COVID inquiry. And I'm delighted that he's at least accepted the principle of an inquiry, but this cannot be delayed. He knows it. It should be as soon as possible.
China's ambassador to the UK says trust between London and Beijing has been seriously damaged. Yesterday, Boris Johnson ordered providers to remove Huawei equipment from 5G networks by 2027. The United States and some MPs argue the company is too closely linked to the Chinese government, something the firm denies. US Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has welcomed the British decision, but thinks action could be taken sooner.
Faster is always better to get this equipment out of their system. It's a security risk. This isn't about commercial interest. This is about protecting the information, in this case, of the United Kingdom's people.
More job losses have been announced as firms struggle financially during the COVID-19 outbreak. Around 500 are being cut at Burberry. More than 570 are at risk at Buzz Bingo, and the BBC is axing another 70 posts. The number of people who've died with coronavirus in the UK has gone above 45,000. Another 85 deaths have been recorded, taking the total to 45,053. It's emerged the Emmerdale Act actress Paula Tilbrook has died aged 89. The soap star, who played Betty for 21 years, passed away in December, but it's only just been announced. And tonight's Premier League action is getting underway, involving teams at both ends of the table. Relegation strugglers Bournemouth are taking on Manchester City. That's the latest. I'm Tanya Snuggs.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Rihanna, good girl going bad. Take three, action. No clouds in my stones. Let it rain, I hydroplane in the bank. Coming down like a Dow Jones. When the clouds come, we gone. We Rockefellers, we fly higher than weather, and cheap vibes are better. You know me, in anticipation for precipitation, stack chips with a rainy day. Jay, Rain Man is back, with Little Miss Sunshine. Rihanna, where you at?
You have my heart, and we'll never be worlds apart. Maybe in magazines, but you still be my star. Baby, cause in the dark, you can't see shiny cars. And that's when you need me there. With you I'll always share. Because when the sun shines, we shine together. Told you I'll be here forever. Said I'll always be your friend. Took an oath on us to get out to the end. Now that it's raining more than ever, know that we'll still have each other. You can stand under my umbrella. You can stand under my.
Under my umbrella, la, 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 eh, eh, eh. Under my umbrella. World Wide Web is proudly sponsored by Abacus Shutters, the company you can count on. Supplying shutters, gates and doors at affordable prices to Brentwood and the surrounding areas.
Hello everybody, you are listening to Phoenix FM. My name is Ella Webb and this is World Wide Web, every Wednesday, 6 to 7pm. My co-host once again in the studio with me, can't get rid of you.
Can't.
It's Hello. My dad. Hello.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hello. Still here.
Still here.
Loving it as well.
Yeah,
loving it.
I love
Why
my
wouldn't
show.
I want to be here?
I don't know. Yeah. Why wouldn't you want to be here?
It's great.
I know. It's great. So, main story this week.
Drum roll.
1.5 billion, not million, billion pounds is to help save arts, like performing arts, not paintings, performing arts. And yes. So, the UK's museums, galleries, theatres, cinemas, heritage centres and music venues are receiving £1.5 billion from the government to try and save them from not going out of business, which is very important because especially where we've been in lockdown and people can't go to the cinema, theatres, museums, heritage centres, music venues and stuff like that, they're not getting the money they would usually get from that.
Yeah, that's right.
And they're still having to pay for the building.
Rents and
yeah,
rates and all
and
that
stuff
sort of
like that.
Stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. It's terrible. I mean, it's cinemas, you know, okay, with the greatest respect to cinema owners or whatever they're called.
I need a cinema before you say that. I don't need you, before you say you don't need a cinema, I need a cinema.
Well, yeah, you do, yeah. But, you know, they're usually relatively new buildings and there's not a great deal of history in most cinemas.
Most cinemas. Not haunted ones.
But the theatre, especially, you know, the West End, all that kind of stuff, some of those buildings are stunning.
Yeah.
And it would be terrible if they couldn't continue as theatres.
Yes. So why is the money needed, as we were just saying? When the UK went into lockdown on the 23rd of March, it was that long ago.
That long ago.
It kind of doesn't feel that long ago, but then...
But it does.
No, when you look back at it, you think, oh, actually... It has been quite a long time, but it feels longer at the same time. It feels longer than that.
Because things have been so different for so long, you've almost forgotten what normal was.
What is normal?
Not is, was.
Was, yes. So cultural venues such as museums, theatres and cinemas had to close, with no visitors paying to see films, shows or exhibitions. Expeditions. These organisations were struggling to survive. Throughout lockdown, although lockdown has been eased, many venues, especially those that attract an audience, can't reopen due to social distancing rules. So, how will the money be given out? So, the government has 1.1 to support cultural organisations in England, such as theatres and concert halls. The money will be a mixed grant. It will also provide 220 million pounds for national cultural institutions in England, such as museums and art galleries, the heritage building projects. Northern Ireland will receive £33 million. Scotland will be £97 million and Wales £59 million. So a different amount depending on probably how many like theatres, art galleries are in that area.
Yeah, and obviously England is geographically the biggest of those countries, so that makes sense.
Yes. So what is the reaction? The news has welcomed, although some art organisations said it has taken longer and questioned whether the money will be enough. Enough? Well, to be honest, these things are quite expensive.
Exactly.
Like rents and stuff like that. They are quite expensive.
And all of the income that these places have not been receiving over the last 4 months.
A bit, maybe even a bit more than that.
It's huge,
Yes. So if theatre performances cannot take place, these venues are still at risk of going out of business and many theatre workers will lose their jobs. There are a lot of theatre workers, like behind the scenes ones,
Yeah.
Filming from the side of the stages, filming what's going on, helping the actors change costume, the actors, if they're like only working at that theatre.
Costume makers.
Yeah, costume makers.
Makeup artists.
Makeup artists.
People who serve drinks.
Cleaners.
Food.
Cleaners.
Program sellers, cleaners.
Even the smallest job, like the cleaner of the theatre, could still go out of business.
Yeah.
They might not get much money, but they'll still go out of... They'll still lose their job. So some people were asking why it's not possible to travel on trains or planes and visit restaurants, but not a theatre. That is a point.
It is a point.
Like, you can travel on a train and a plane where, yes, you probably won't be sitting right next to each other unless it's a person in your family, but you're not allowed to go to a theatre. Why? Because in a theatre, there's a lot more seats, so you'll be able to spread people out. There may be one or two seats in between people unless they're family.
Yeah, but then they've still got to pay all of the costs for all of the support people. All of the actors, everyone else has still got to be there. But to keep all of the audience a safe distance apart, they would probably have to have something like 20% of the audience, and that wouldn't cover the cost of the bills.
Yeah. So when will all cultural venues open? So museums, galleries and cinemas. They like museums, galleries and cinemas. They don't like anything else. They're always saying museums, galleries and cinemas.
That's the catch-all.
Reopen in England. Reopened in England on the 4th of July. So did theme parks.
Yes, they did.
In Scotland, cinemas may reopen on the 15th of July, which is today. Did they or didn't they? Dates to reopen in Wales and Northern Ireland had not been announced at the time the Week Junior went into press. No live indoor theatre performances with audience are currently allowed to take place anywhere in the UK. It's sad. You can't go watch Matilda or Lion King or Mamma Mia or stuff like that.
No, I know. Imagine, though, when they reopen, those tickets will be like gold dust. I mean, they are anyway, and they're expensive anyway, so get really good seats.
Yeah.
But some of those...
Because you don't want one right up the front, because then you're just going to be looking straight up the whole time.
Yeah.
It'll hurt your neck. You'll leave and you'll be like, I can move my neck.
Yeah.
But then you don't want one too far away where you're literally like squinting just to see.
With the little theatre binoculars.
Yeah. Hello. You want a good seat which are expensive and hard to get.
Yeah.
Yes. So they will reopen.
They will. They will.
They will reopen.
They will.
And...
Particularly
that's
with
why,
government funding.
Yeah, that's why the government
why so
have funded
important.
That much money, so they can reopen.
Exactly.
And stuff like that, yes. So, talking about arts, what is it classed as a musical anymore? Was it classed as a musical yet?
Yes, I think you'll find it probably is. What I know you're talking about, but nobody listening does.
No, not yet. So... The song we have today as one about arts is Rewrite the Stars, but not the film version, the James Arthur and Anne Marie one. Here we go.
You know I want you. It's not a secret I try to hide. You know you want me. So don't keep shaking our hands tight. You claim it's not in the cards, and fate is pulling you miles away and out of a reach from me. But you're here in my heart, so who can stop me if I decide that you're my destiny? What if we rewrite the stars? Say you were made to be mine. Nothing could keep us apart. Was meant to fight. It's up to you, and it's up to me. No one can say what we get to be. So why don't we rewrite the stars? Maybe the world could be ours tonight.
You think it's easy? Think I don't want to run to you, yeah. But there are mountains, and there are doors that we can walk through. I know you're wondering why, because we're able to be just you and me within these walls. But when we go outside,
A secret I try to hide, but I can't have you. We're bound to break and my hands are tied.
Even though that's the James Arthur and Anne Marie one, at the end it kind of sounds still like the movie one, like there's the people talking as if it is from a musical.
I like it. I have to say. Great Showman is my pleasure.
There's some of the songs which people have then artists have then redone, which I don't really like, but I like that one.
Yeah. Good. Well done, James and Anne Marie.
Yes. So, next up on World Wide Web, we have this week's Around the World update. So, once again, as we did last week, I'll say one, my co-host will say another, then I'll say the last one. So, the first one, in San Francisco in the US. Iconic bridge makes strange sounds. Interesting. Work is underway to stop a strange humming sound that is coming from the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco. It's been making the noise since repairs were carried out earlier this year, when new railing were added to the bridge. Now, when the wind blows through the rails from a certain direction, the bridge makes a loud hum that can be heard across the city. Wow, that's loud then. If it can be heard across the city.
Yeah.
The bridge chief engineer has said that they had no idea that that would happen. Well, it's probably not very good if you didn't know it was going to happen. No. And if it's a humming noise, it can be heard across the city.
Well, it's better than the chief engineer saying, oh, yeah, we knew about that. Yeah.
So why didn't you do anything then?
We thought it'd be a laugh.
Yeah.
Anyway, so now...
Next one.
Now we zoom across the Atlantic and... little bit of the Mediterranean, and we go to Barcelona in Spain, where there's a huge, very, very ornate church called La Sagrada Familia, which was built in 1882 and is still unfinished. They reckon, I saw this on a program last night, they think it's not going to be finished for at least another 10 years.
10 years?
10 years. They've got one huge, huge tower to build. And there's a lot of people that are interested in it and working on it in Spain, and some of whom are of an age where they might not even see it finished, which is a shame. Anyway, the story is that the church has reopened for the first time since March, offering access first to healthcare workers and other people that helped in Spain to fight the virus.
Which is actually quite good. It's not like, oh, just open to public. It's open first to the ones who helped fight it.
Exactly.
And helped.
And it is a stunning-looking place. If people that are listening haven't seen it before, just give a quick Google La Sagrada Familia. It's amazing.
Yes, it looks amazing. And now our last around-the-world story from this week. In Tokyo in Japan, Disneyland Park reopens. First of all, I didn't even know there was a Disneyland in Japan.
There you go.
I thought it was only Disneyland Paris and Disney... World or Land in Florida. I thought they were the only ones.
Oh no.
Yes. So Disney fans in Japan are celebrating after Tokyo Disney Resort reopened on the 1st of July. Tokyo Disneyland and Tokyo Disney Sea have been shut since the end of February because of the coronavirus outbreak. The parks have new rules to keep visitors safe, and only half the usual number of people are allowed inside. Visitors must keep their distance from one another, wear face masks, and have their temperature taken on arrival. Well, most places, I don't know about temperature taken, but one of my friends went to Fort Park, and they had to wear masks on all the rides. How hard must that to be? So imagine you're going, say, inside a tunnel on one of the rides, and it's really fast downhill, and then you go into a tunnel and you're screaming. It's like, what would happen to your mask? It'd be like sucked in. It's like, what? You'd be trying to scream with something sucked up to your face because you're going so fast.
People who live close by probably love it. Oh, it's just everything's a bit quieter.
Nope, not anymore.
I haven't heard all
the screaming. No, because you have to scream. Although, it hasn't been in this week's. I don't know when it will be. But there's, I don't know if there is or it was a rumour, there was a theme park in, I think it was Japan, where they weren't allowed to scream on the ride. So what's the point? But it was like a proper roller coaster, like where you go up and down, round, like one you would normally scream on, but you weren't allowed to scream. What's the point then?
Well,
just be silent.
Half the time, a scream is kind of an impulse. It's not something you plan.
Exactly.
So how can you go on a ride and just
not? How can you stop it?
Yeah, I don't get that.
It's something when you're having fun, not scared. Or scared maybe, but having fun.
Mm.
I don't know.
I don't know either. But you know, we're going to have to get used to wearing masks.
Yes. Yeah.
So maybe when we're on air, it'll be it starts to sound like that because we'll be wearing masks.
That was his hand. So our next song this week is another great song, Sun Comes Up by Rudimental, featuring another
James Arthur.
A bit more. This is the only other James Arthur song, I promise.
James Arthur takeover.
No, there's only two.
Okay.
I wondered maybe they never find me. I've been waiting such a long, long, long time to feel it. Swallowed by the waters around me. I know I took so many wrong turns to see it. Whoa. But I danced through the blisters at night, and I laughed till I cried and cried. I ran till my feet couldn't run no more. And I sat till my lungs were burning, till I know I'm alive. And I sit till I can't hear your voice no more. Suddenly the sun goes up, and I feel my love flooding back again, yeah. Until the sun goes up, and I feel my love coming up again. Suddenly the sun goes up, and the dark is gone. We made it to the dawn, and I don't miss you anymore. When the sun goes up, I can feel my easy trying to run with these handcuffs. I had to sleep through such a cold night to see it. A green fly just hit me right where I'm standing. A sunlight cut into the bone, started the healing. Through the blisters at night, and I left till I cried. I ran till my feet couldn't run no more. And I sat till my lungs were burning, till I know I'm alive. And I sat till I can't hear your voice no more. Suddenly the sun goes up, and I feel my love flooding back again, yeah. Until the sun goes up, and I feel my love coming up again. Suddenly the sun goes up, and the dark is gone. We made it to the dawn, and I don't miss you anymore. When the sun goes up,
I don't know about you. There's something in his eyes, he's keeping secrets. I don't know about you. There's something in his eyes, he's keeping secrets.
What a way to drop a bombshell, baby. Guess you really didn't think I'd find out. In the silence, cry. And I'm on the side with the lights out. Know that you feel it, Know that you feel it, Holding on my heart and head.
Sitting with my girls, sipping wine like I don't know about you. There's something in his eyes, he's keeping secrets. I don't know about you. There's something in his eyes, he's keeping secrets. Oh.
What you doing? Something's coming on out here. On my knees, I'm praying. In the room on the floor with the lights on. Clothes in the kitchen, I'ma light it and leave it for you. Holding up my heart and head.
Sun Comes Up by Rudimental featuring James Arthur and Secret by Regard X-Ray. So, next up, we have this week's food debate. It's not food talk this week.
Well, is it a debate, though? Because we've had a look at this.
Yeah, we've had a look.
We can't really debate something that we both have the same opinion on.
Well, I'm half and half. Yes. So, this
week...
Well,
you go pro and I'll pretend that I'm against...
No, because that's not the point.
Oh, right.
So this week's big debate is a traditional fry-up the best breakfast? So, in France, croissants are a traditional breakfast fare. In China, it's a savoury porridge, while many people in the Philippines tuck into dried fish on top of chocolate rice pudding.
What?
Interesting.
What?
The UK is known for its cooked breakfast.
Yes, that's better.
The author George Orwell wrote in 1946 that the British breakfast... It's not a snack, but a serious meal. Winston Churchill, who was Prime Minister during the Second World War, would refuse to get out of bed in the morning before he had eaten his full English breakfast every day.
And would then wash it down with several bottles of champagne. Paul Roger champagne.
So, however, a few people now eat a full-cooked breakfast every day, preferring instead to pick from a huge range of alternatives, some of which are a lot healthier than a plate full of fried food. So what do you think? Is a traditional fry-up the best breakfast, or are modern options better? So, I'll go first.
Go on then.
I'll read the yes and no, what people have said.
No,
first.
Your opinion.
So, I think, just from that, not the yes and no yet, but just from that, yes... You shouldn't have it every day. Otherwise, it's a bit just like... You're just eating the same every day and it's not very healthy.
No.
But it is good to have it once in a while. Not every day, but once in a while, have a good full English breakfast.
Yeah.
Yes.
What do you have on your full English?
Beans, bacon, scrambled egg, or poached or fried. I can usually go for scrambled, sausages, pancakes.
Pancakes? Ridiculous.
I'm missing something. Black pudding.
Black pudding.
That's it. I love that.
Black pudding.
Yes.
Mushrooms.
No.
Fried bread. Cooked tomatoes.
Yeah. No.
Do you know what? I've had a Yorkshire pudding on a fried breakfast before.
Isn't that just a full English... No, a full English breakfast? A roast dinner?
No.
Roast pudding? Roast pudding?
Yorkshire pudding with a fry-up with gravy as well. Oh, I tell you what, you've not lived. You've not lived since you had that, till you've had that.
Where did you have it?
I couldn't possibly say, because it would be advertising and I'm not allowed to do that. But it was a well-known carvery chain.
Oh. So, what's your opinion? Are you a yes or a no, or an in-between like me?
Well, yeah, okay, I think we are in between.
Yeah, we're in between.
Yes, it is an amazing breakfast. And let's be honest, you know, a croissant is hardly a healthy start to the day for French people, but it's usually considerably smaller than a proper good fry-up. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you shouldn't have it every day.
No, you shouldn't have it every day.
No.
It's not very good if you have it every day, because it's not very healthy, is it?
No, it's really not good for you.
No.
But, you know, it's nice, and it's a super treat.
Yes.
When you do have a nice, nice fry-up. So, yeah.
Yes. So, here's the yes and no, what people have said.
Go on, then.
So, the cooked breakfast is amazing. I don't think it will ever fall out of flavour, a chef at the top London restaurant recently said. The fry-up formula was created by Victorian workers who needed a meal that would sustain them through a day of hard-working labour. The formula is easy to adapt. You can replace beans with ketchup. Eggs can either be fried, scrambled, poached, however you like your eggs. So, however you like, really. You can opt for back bacon or streaky, toast or potato waffles. Any combination is delicious, unless you put fish on it.
Fried bread, though. Fried bread's good.
Yeah. Yes. So, first thing in the morning is not the time to start experimenting. Everyone needs to have something to eat that is tasty and filling, something that gets them off to a good start that begins their day. That something is a cooked breakfast. I love the way that person ended it.
That's almost just final. Like, there's no more debate.
There's nothing else. It's that.
It's the only way.
But then people have said no. There are so many other options. Such a big breakfast may have been necessary for Victorian labourers, but many of today's workers sit at their desks all day. Cooking a fry-up takes time, whereas options such as cereal or toast are quicker to prepare and eat, and no cooking is required. All you have to do is pour it into a bowl with fresh, cold milk. Anyone can do it. If you have time to prepare something different, There is many other tasty breakfast treats to choose from. Smoothies, pancakes, pastries, sandwiches. There are all sorts of breakfast dishes from all around the world. A fried breakfast might taste good, but it's not the healthiest option. Besides, just because a fry-up is traditional doesn't mean it's the best breakfast. Is that person okay? Should we go check on them?
Yeah.
I really don't think they're okay.
Send them help.
Yeah, they need urgent help. Just yes. Or well, as we said, we're in between. Yes, cereal is good and healthier, like fruit smoothie is healthier. But once in a while, you cannot live your life without at least 10 fried breakfasts. Not all at once. Maybe probably a few more than that, actually.
Yeah.
But having a fried breakfast.
There's a time and a place for
yes.
each different type of breakfast.
Yes. Cereal is usually a weekday thing to get out of the house quickly or to eat quickly if you need to work. But then a fry-up is either a Saturday or a Sunday thing.
Oh, yeah.
More than likely a Sunday thing. And then not have a lunch, but then have an early dinner.
Like you're thinking.
I know. I'm amazing at thinking. So, another three reasons why a traditional fry-up is the best breakfast. So, number one, it's a formula that works, and the proof is its continuing popularity.
Yep.
Number two, the formula is adaptable to all tastes. Any combinations will be delicious. If you don't like scrambled egg, then have poached or fried. If you don't like fried, have poached or scrambled. Anything like that.
Don't have eggs.
And number three, or don't have
controversial,
eggs.
Controversial, but...
yeah, controversial, but...
Omelette.
And number three. Early in the morning, people are not awake enough to make decisions about food. They just need something that will get them off to a great start in the day. And that, as the person said, and that something is a cooked breakfast. I'm using that person's quote.
Yeah.
And that something is a cooked breakfast. But
End.
Then... But then, three reasons... Well, traditional fry-up is not the best breakfast.
Don't want to hear them.
You don't? People don't want to hear them.
They'll just say, yeah, it's not healthy.
It takes too long. That is literally what it says. Takes too long. Not healthy. So many other alternatives.
This person is not okay.
These people who say no are not okay.
Number three isn't even a reason. That's just, I haven't got a number three, so I'm just going to say other stuff.
Yes. So, what do you think? Do you think a traditional fry-up is the best breakfast? Tweet us. Or Instagram us. Whatever you prefer. Whether you don't have Instagram, do that. Yes.
Cooked breakfast is the breakfast of superheroes.
Yes, it's the breakfast of superheroes. And talking about superheroes, Superheroes by The Script is our next song.
Took away the prophet's dream for a prophet on the street. Now she's stronger than you know. A heart of steel starts to grow. All his life he's been told he'll be nothing when he's old. All the kicks and all the blows he won't ever let it show. 'Cause he's stronger than you know. A heart of steel starts to grow. When you've been fighting for
to make things right. That's how a superhero learns to fly.
That was Superheroes by the Script, and a special bonjour to Colette and Josiane listening in France.
Very bonjour. Good, very good. Bonjour.
Bonjour. So, and now it's time for our little stories this week. So the first one is Vienna's Vegetable Orchestra gets online. So the Vienna Vegetable Orchestra, based in Austria, haven't been able to play together because of the coronavirus outbreak. So they decided to transfer their musical skills online and play together remotely, using their strange instruments made from aubergines, carrots, cucumbers, leeks, onions and more. The orchestra has served up a musical treat. They can, how can you, I'm speak, how can you, how can you play an instrument from vegetables? Well, play the drums of carrots.
Yeah.
Well, this person seemed to be playing a flute, I think.
Well, they're hollowing things out.
Probably. And like sticking them together with edible glue. I don't know. But it looks very cool.
Bizarre.
And a bit baffling. Just like, how are they doing that?
Do they got any drums?
I don't know.
Pumpkin drums.
Oh, yeah. Pumpkin. Ching.
Okay. Yep.
And our next little story this week is first ninja student graduates in Japan. The ninja were warrior spies who fought in many wars in Japan, mostly from the 15th to the 17th century. They were renowned for their secrecy and stealth. Often working as farmers, okay, during the day and completing missions at night. I never knew spies were a real thing, or ninjas were a real thing.
Yeah, of course.
I know what Ninja Warrior was, or is, but I never knew actual ninjas existed, or spies. Ooh.
So hang on, if they've been going since the 15th, if there's been ninjas since the 15th century, how is this the first ninja student that's graduated in Japan? I'm confused.
Maybe it's the first one in Japan, or actually graduated. Like, did all the work, where other ones have just gone, yeah, I know it, bye. Oof. I'm ninja.
Bold.
Now a university in central Japan is teaching the course of ninja studies. Ah, that's why.
There you go.
After 2 years of studying, the first student has now graduated. So it's from a university that's teaching it. It's not the first one that's graduated and done it. It's the first one from the university that's graduated.
Yeah, very good.
Yes.
I wonder what that's like, because I'd imagine that there's probably some, you know, some ninjas over the last 100 years or whatever, you know, some retired ninjas that are looking at him going, you're not a real ninja. You've been taught that at school.
School.
You don't know nothing.
Well, then you teach him then.
No.
No, not you. Ah. Like the retired, no, not you. You're not a ninja. What would you know
correct
about ninjas?
Nothing.
Like the older ninjas then teach them. Like take them after they graduated. It's like the Lego ninjas. Like, they get taught by a ninja master, I think. I don't know. I haven't watched it for ages. Like, they should then get taken to learn about ninjery.
Ninjery. Okay, that's a thing,
isn't it? History, geography.
Ninjery.
Mathsery.
That's not
ninjery.
Working. That's not working.
History and geography did.
All right, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, so ninjery.
Yeah.
They should then get taught the ways of ninjas.
Yeah, okay. Yes.
So our next song this week, as we tweeted, if you're here from Twitter, is Boys With Love by BTS featuring Halsey. Text me, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah.
가게 된 이 후야 내 삶은 언 덕 너야 사과한 게 사서 꽉지 않게 만들어버린 너라는 배 하나부터 열까지 모든 게 특별하지 너희가 심사걸음거리 말투와 사소한 작은 습관들까지 난 말했지 너무 작던 내가 영웅이 된 거라고 난 말했지 운명 따윈 전부터 내게 아니었다고 세계의 평화 나도 모르게 힘이 들어가기도 했어 높아버린 sky 커져버린 허 때론 도망치게 해달라며 기도했어 But 너의 상처는 날 상처 깨달았을 때 나 다짐했던 걸 네가 준 이 그루스의 나이로 태양이 아닌 너에게로 Let me fly
All of my night All of my night Need
That was some BTS for you. I hope you're all singing along to that.
Oh, yeah. Knew all those words.
Yeah. Well, some people might actually know all the words.
They may have done.
They may have done, yes. Mm. So that's some BTS for you.
BTS. Massive, they are. Massive yes. in Japan.
Yes, massive in Japan, yes. So, a little quick story before we go, I found. Giant lily blooms in Belfast. So, a giant water lily has bloomed in Belfast Botanic Gardens for the first time in nearly 30 years. The plant originally comes from South America and needs warm temperatures to survive. Damage to the Botanic Garden building meant giant water lilies hadn't been able to grow there since 1992. However, following renovation works, seeds of the plant were sent from the US and it flourished during lockdown. So they're back. Giant lilies, water lilies. They're massive. There's the picture. There's a woman standing, or a man, I don't know. Standing next to one of them, like a person standing next to one of them, and they're huge. They look as if they're a bed. You could probably fit two adults in there with two children.
Wow.
In that one water lily. It's huge.
But presumably not standing on it.
No, not standing You'd on it. Sink. That's a bad idea. Yes. Mm. So, that's all from me this week, but I'll be back next week with more from the Worldwide, with the Week Junior with World Wide Web. I'll leave you in the capable hands of Andy Gilson and the Orion Tower. And remember, new week, new news on World Wide Web. Have a lovely evening. Goodbye.
World Wide Web is proudly sponsored by Abacus Shutters, the company you can count on. Supplying shutters, gates and doors at affordable prices to Brentwood and the surrounding areas.
I didn't ask for a free ride. I only asked you to show me a real good time. I never asked for the rainfall. You showed me nothing at all. It's coming down on me. Water like misery. It's coming down on me. I'm ready, rain.
galaxy, I'm about to fly. Rain on me, tsunami,
head up to the sky.
I'll be your galaxy,
I'm about to fly.
Faces from my past return.